Thank you very much for inviting me.
再一次谢谢大家邀请我到您当中。
I like this place a lot.
我很喜欢这里。
And I like my friend George here.
我很喜欢我的朋友 George.
I sit around and talk with him a little bit before the service.
刚刚在开始之前，我刚刚跟他说话。
I discovered that we're approximately the same age.
我才发现我们实际上年纪差不多。
He grew up in Chinatown, Queens. I grew up in Chinatown, Manhattan.
我是在Manhattan 的中国城长大，那他是在皇后区的中国城长大。
We even know some same people.
我们甚至彼此认识同样的人。
I can tell he's a real smart guy.
我可以想象他实际上挺聪明的。
More importantly, he loves Jesus.
更重要的是他爱耶稣。
So you guys are very blessed to have George.
所以你们是很蒙福。
If there's a slide presentation for the sermon, maybe we can turn to it now. Okay, then how about I just try to work off the Bible then? Okay, hey, I'm going to talk about something today.Which I hope would be helpful.
我想我今天就借着今天的奖章，愿意给大家有一些帮助。
The subject today is depression.
我想今天要与大家分享的是忧郁症。
Do we have anybody here today who feels depressed?
我不知道在座有没有大家现在正在忧郁当中。
Then hopefully this message is for you.
我们希望今天的奖章乃是为着您来预备的。
I have a smiley face right now.
我现在也许看起来笑容满面。
Do not let that deceive you.
不要让我的笑容欺骗了你。
I am a man very familiar with struggles with depression.
实际上，我对忧郁症是非常熟悉的。
If you are like that, you are just like me.
如果你跟我一样的话，我们彼此同病相怜。
I would like to share with you something.That I have learned from the Bible during this time.
我愿意与大家分享我怎么样借着圣经来在生活生命当中得到一些学习。
The phrase that's in your bulletins is "lean into the pain."
那今天在我们程序单上面讲的是正道的题目是面对痛苦。
So please remember that phrase.
请大家记得这个词。
The natural tendency, if there's emotional pain, is to try to avoid the pain.
因为很自然的，当我们有忧郁的时候、痛苦的时候，我们很自然的想躲避这个痛苦。
I'm going to suggest to you that the Bible says lean into the pain, not away from the pain.
但是我想告诉大家，我们应该借着圣经，我们应该勇敢的面对痛苦，而不是躲避痛苦。
Let me tell you a story that might illustrate that.
让我借着一个故事来与大家分享。
I get invited to preach at many different Chinese churches in the New York area.
我在纽约州许多的华人教会都邀请我去讲道。
A lot of them look like this.
很多教会就像大家这里一般。
I was at one church in particular that I will not name.
我与大家说，我曾经到一个教会，我在这边不告诉大家那个教会的名字是什么。
And I love those people very much.
我非常爱那边的会员。
I do this one thing, at many churches that I like to do, where, at the end of the service, I invite the Holy Spirit to come into the room.
我在许多的教会，当我讲完道的时候，我都请圣灵临到会场当中。
Matter of fact, I tell the congregation, okay, the service is over. You are dismissed. If you want to go, you can go. But if you want to stay, please stay.
我跟许多的教会的听众说，当我们的聚会结束的时候，你们可以离开。但是如果你愿意留下来的，请留下来。
And I tell them you can stay at your seats, and then we have somebody play some music very quietly.
那大家留下来的可以留在自己的位置上，我们有司琴会弹一些轻音乐。
And then I just say these exact words, Holy Spirit, come.
然后我就会说，圣灵来啊。
And then I ask the Holy Spirit just to talk to people in their seats and to minister to people in their seats.
然后我那个时候就请圣灵对在座的每一位亲自做说话以及安慰的工作。
And that's it. I do nothing else. I kind of get out of the way.
然后那个时候我就离开这个会场，我就让圣灵亲自做工了。
I do tell people I'm here at the front with the elder of the church, whoever is the George. at that church. And if you want to come and have us pray for you, please come forward if you want.
同时我也会跟会众说我会留在前台，如果你有需要的话，我可以来到前台，我与其他教会带领人可以为你祷告。
When I did that, I was very pleased with what happened.
当我这样做的时候，我往往我看到的我都是非常的欣慰的。
Many people in their seats just began to weep.
很多人当他们坐在自己椅子上的时候，他们就不住的流泪了。
God was speaking directly to them about their lives.
那个时候，神就亲自的与他们讲他们自己生命当中的事情。
If they had anger towards somebody, God would show them that anger, and then they would repent, and they would ask God for forgiveness.
如果在那个时候他们对某些人有记恨、愤怒的时候，神就亲自对他们说话，他们就开始饶恕。
If they had great anxiety in their hearts, they would share that with God, and God would bring them peace.
如果他们心中有焦虑的时候，这个时候他们就跟神祷告，神就赐下平安。
Sometimes they just had pain in their lives, and they would talk to God in their pain.And they would cry, and God would comfort them in their crying.
有的时候，他们生命当中有痛苦的时候，他们跟神哭诉的时候，神就借着他们的眼泪开始安慰。
I had a bottle of oil up front, so if anybody wanted healing for some sickness, they would come, and I would pray for healing with the other guy, and we would pray for whatever they wanted to have prayed for.
我也在前台准备好膏油，所有有任何人需要有疾病得到医治的，也可以来到前台，我为他们抹油。为他们祷告。
It was actually a very beautiful time.
那个时候是一个非常美丽的时间。
People felt very, very close to God.
在那个时候，许多人与神都非常的亲近。
I was so happy with how it went.
我在那个时候，我感到非常的快乐。
I call that a Holy Spirit ministry time.
我称作那个是圣灵的工作。
Well, I went home that day, and I got a phone call that night.
但是当我那一天回家的时候，我接到一通电话。
The elders at the church said, "Please don't do that anymore."
我接到一个电话，在那里的长老就跟我说，请你不要再这样子做了。
I said, "Okay."
我就说好，我不这样了。
The next time I come to preach, I won't have a Holy Spirit ministry time.
我就会跟他说，当我下次再来拜访你们教会的时候，我就不要有这一段所谓的圣灵工作的时间。
One week later, they called me again.
但是又过一个礼拜，他们又打电话给我了。
They said, "Please do not come back."
他们就跟我说，请你再也不要回来了。
I was very, very disappointed.
我在那个时候感到非常的失望。
I had thought it was beautiful.
因为我觉得那是一个很美的时间。
Did I do something wrong?
难道我做错任何事了吗？
I did not understand.
我实在不了解。
So I said, I agree, thank you, and I hung up.
所以我就说我同意，然后我就把电话挂了。
I was very, very sad.
这实际上那个时候我很难过。
I was so sad, I could not go to work the next day.
结果因为我心里太难过了，导致我第二天没办法上班。
So I just stayed in my bed, pulled the covers over my head.
所以我在床上就把被子盖着我的头。
You guys ever do that?
你们有这样的经验吗？
Your problems don't go away, but you just feel like I have to stay in bed and put the covers over my head.
你的难处依然没有离开，但是你却藏在你的被窝里面。
Now, I was in that Monday, what I would call a depression.
当我在那类的礼拜一，我可以称作是一个忧郁的礼拜一。
Depression affects everybody.
忧郁实际上会临到每一个人身上的。
Okay.Most of us have undergone some period of time where we experience some loss.
实际上，在我们人生当中，我们一定会有经历过失落的或失去亲人的时间。
Maybe you didn't get a job that you wanted to get, or maybe you were interested in a person to date that doesn't want to date you, or maybe somebody in your family was sick and passed away.Everybody has something like that.
也许你想有一份工作你得不到，或者说你想与某一些人成为男女朋友，你却达不到理想，或者说你自己亲爱的亲朋好友离世了，因着病，所以我们在人生当中难免都有这种失落的时候。
It's natural to feel sad at those times.
是我们是很自然的有这种悲伤的感觉。
Upon some occasions, the sadness can interrupt or interfere with your daily functioning.
但是有些时候，这一种悲哀会临到你生命当中，你就无法正常的运作了。
When that happens, pastors tend to talk about a clinical depression.
但是当如果真的来到这样的一种忧郁来到时候，我们说是一种临床性的忧郁症。
Doctors say when you have clinical depression, there's interruption of sleep, you lose interest in things, and it actually interferes with your daily functioning.
那所谓进入一个临床性的忧郁症是代表什么呢？就是你开始你没办法正常作息，你没办法正常的睡觉。
So what I had was the beginnings of what I would call a clinical depression.
所以我可以说我前面经历的就是所谓的临床性的忧郁症的初期。
Of course, there are different levels of severity. I know people who have to take medicine to help them through their clinical depression.
当然，进入忧郁症有所谓不同的程度，有一些人严重的话都必须要吃药来解决。
Now, during this time, after I had gotten this phone call from this church, I would tell my friends a little bit of how bad I felt.
当我接到这通电话的时候，我实在心里很难过，我就开始跟我的朋友诉说我心中的感受。
My friends would try to say things to make me feel better.
而我的朋友就试着讲一些话，让我感觉舒服一点。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给你们举一些例子。
They would say, "Oh, don't worry. They'll call back and change their mind."
他说：“哦，不要紧了，不要。”不要为这个烦恼，他们一定会过一些时候，他们会打电话给你的。
So they would rather have me hope.
他们就
in getting back invited.
他们就会让我有一种希望，说我以后再会被邀请回去。
They don't want me to think or dwell on the fact that I was fired, basically.
他们不希望我觉得我好像被人家革职炒鱿鱼了那种感觉。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给举个例子。
Oh, it's nothing personal. They just don't want to be charismatic churches. It's nothing against you.
他说：“哦，这个他不是针对你的，他们只是不想做一个这种灵恩派的进入灵恩派教会了罢了。”
So they didn't want me to take anything personal.
所以他们就想要告诉我，他们不是针对你。
Do you understand? They're always trying to get me to not feel sad.
大家可知道吗？他们所讲的话都是让我不要感到心里难过吗
？Now for a lot of them, I try to take their advice and not feel sad.
但是很多的时候，是的，我是尽量能够接受他们的忠告，不要感受难过。
I did not get better.
但是实际上，我一点都没有好。
Do you know what actually made me feel better?
但是大家知道怎么样让我后来能够好起来吗
？When I was able to feel sad and get it all out.
乃是因为我真实的去面对我心中的忧伤，然后把它发泄出来。
So I remember talking to my wife.
所以我就记得我曾经跟我太太讲。
And I remember telling her, "This is personal. They told me not to come back. It's personal."
然后我就跟我太太说，这实际上是针对我的，因为他们是打电话给我，叫我不要回去的。
And I told my wife, "I think I should just accept the fact that they're not going to call back."
然后我跟太太说，我实际上应该面对这个事实，让我知道我实际上以后不会被邀回去了。
There's a finality that I need to accept. So when I think about the finality, I cry. But when I cry, I actually feel better.
但是当我真实去面对的话，我真实知道怎么样情况底下，然后我开始去流泪的时候，我实际上感到更好了。
In other words, there's a grieving process which is the key to healing.
实际上我发现实际上我们是必须要有一个伤痛悲哀的时期让我们得到完全的医治。
My friends were trying to be helpful, but they were not allowing me to grieve.
我的朋友虽然他们想帮助我但是他们却不让我有机会去忧伤。
What I am sharing with you, actually you can see in the Psalms.
实际上我与大家刚刚分享的大家可以从诗篇当中也得到同样的答案。
Oftentimes, when we think about the Psalms, we think about praise and thanksgiving or having a smiley face.
很多时候，当我们想到诗篇的时候，我们总是想到是一个喜乐的事情，然后让我们心情愉快。
What most people do not know is that a large number of psalms are written when the psalmist is sad and crying.
但是实际上很多人不知道，实际上这些诗篇当中的形成，许多诗人在写的时候，他们是带着一个悲伤的心情去写诗篇的。
About one third of the 150 psalms in the Bible are called lament psalms.
实际上在130多篇的诗篇当中，三分之一都是所谓的哀歌形式的诗歌。
Psalm 73, which we read today, is an example of a lament psalm.
而今天我们所读的诗篇73篇就是哀歌中的一篇。
The main feature of lament psalms is not praise and thanksgiving, it's actually complaints to God.
哀歌的主题并不是在这边荣耀神、赞美神，而是对神发泄心中的抱怨。
A lot of us will say to ourselves, I don't want to complain, I look like a bad person.And I look like an annoying person. I will just keep it to myself.
很多人说，哎呀，我们不应该抱怨啊，我不希望成为一个负面的人，我应该把所有的事情就藏在心里就好了吧。
The Bible does not do that.
但是实际上这不是圣经的教导。
There is a place for complaining before God.
实际上我们是可以有一个空间对神发泄我们心中的抱怨的。
Do you have a lot of things in your life to complain about?
在你们生命当中，是不是有很多事情你希望能够抱怨呢？
Please go ahead and complain about them before God.
请大家就来到神面前，把你心中东西发泄出来吧。
Now, if you go through lament psalms, they all kind of sound the same. They have the same structure.
当我们进入哀歌形式的诗篇的时候，你会发现其中的格式都非常类似的。
I think about a cup, the shape of a cup.
我就想到就好像一个杯子。
If you think about the shape of a cup, you go down one end and you just keep going down until you hit the bottom. Okay.
如果大家想象这个杯子的形状的话，就好像一个弧度这样子骤然的往下，但是到底下的时候，到底层的时候。
Then when you hit the bottom, you kind of turn a corner and come back up.
而到底层的时候，你就开始又往上伸了。
The turning point in Psalm 73 is right at verse 17.
所以大家可以看见这个到低谷的一个转捩点，就是在73篇的第17节。
So the first 16 verses of Psalm 73 are very negative.
所以可以说在前面的16节可以说是非常负面的一个形态表现出来。
It is basically complaints.
实际上基本上就是不停的抱怨。
This psalmist says, my feet were unstable, I lost my foothold in verse 2.
实际上在这边我们看见在第二节他这边说我却身陷险地几乎失脚跌倒。
So he's being honest before God and saying, right now things are not right, I'm not in a good place.
实际上他对神在神面前非常的诚实的对神说我现在情况非常的糟啊。
And then in verse 3, he actually says that he was envious.
所以在这边他到第三节的时候，他甚至开始嫉妒了。
He was envious. Oh, okay. He's envious of wicked people.
他实际上看到恶人亨通，他就心怀不平。
Now, if I was at your house for dinner, you would not say, Dr. Chan, I feel very envious.
如果我被邀到你们家吃饭的话，你不会跟我说，陈博士啊，我现在心中满了嫉妒啊。
It's not a very flattering thing to say about yourself.
但是实际上这样子，你这样描写自己，实在好像太不好意思了。
You might be quite embarrassed that I knew that you're feeling envious towards the wicked.
如果说你让我知道你心怀嫉妒的话，对恶人心怀嫉妒的话，这个好像不是很体面的事情。
But the psalmist knows that's what's inside.His heart right now.
但是诗人却了解这是他心中真实的状况。
And he gets it out before God in prayer.
然后他就把这个心中的状况敞开给神，成为祷告。
That is the example for us.
这实际上就是我们的一个榜样。
Okay, he goes through many verses just explaining in a very detailed way why he's so envious of the wicked.
然后他就借着每一节经文跟神说他为什么心怀不平。
He says, look how wealthy they are. They have no worries.
然后他说你看啊这些人非常昌盛然后他们心中都没有重担。
And then he says, look at my life. I try to follow after God, but I'm always being punished. I'm always being suffering.
然后他说你看看但是至于我我试着让我自己守节心清但是我却遭受苦难。
So for 16 verses, all he says is, their life is good, my life is bad.
所以在十六节的整个经文，他就不停的就说，你看，他们活得好好的，但是我却深受痛苦。
So he keeps going down the cup.
所以就会看见，就如杯子这样子，就迅速的往下跌落。
None of you would take the verses in the first half of the psalm and frame it and put it on your wall.
我们在座没有一个人会把这其中十六节经文把它框起来放在我们家客厅吧。
So negative.
因为实在好像太负面了。
And yet this is in the Bible.
但实际上这却千真万确的在圣经里面。
So there was a point when I was in my depression where I just had to cry and had to say, wow, I feel very, very bad. I feel like I've done something wrong. I feel like this church has rejected me.
所以当我进入忧郁的时候，我就开始觉得说啊，你看这个教会不要我了，我好像被人拒绝在门外，我没办法服侍。
And that is okay.
但实际上那是可以的。
That is how a person gets better.
这乃是要得到疗愈之过程的一个程序。
So my word to you today is that if you have similar types of negative feelings, you should find a place where you can vocalize them before God.
所以我对大家的忠告是，如果大家正在进入这种忧郁的状态当中，你必须要找到一个空间，让你的苦恼能够倾诉出来。
The point I want to make here is that if you're undergoing a depression, please, please do not feel embarrassed or that there's something wrong with you.
我想跟大家说的，当你进入忧郁的时候，请大家一定要记得，你不要觉得羞愧，不要觉得不好意思。
Oftentimes, that is the way in which people deepen their relationship with God.
很多时候，乃是神借的这一个过程当中，让我们与他有更坚固的一个关系。
Please understand that God is near you, not just when you're smiley, but also when you're crying.
请大家知道，神实际上与你非常的亲近。这个不单单是当你喜乐的时候，很多时候当你悲伤流泪的时候，神与你更亲近。
He is with you not just when the sun is shining, but also when it's raining.
他与你在一起的时候，不单单是万里晴空的时候，也是当乌云密布的时候。
My wife and I have four children.
我太太与我们一共有四个孩子。
But we have actually had five pregnancies.
但是实际上我们却怀了五次孕。
That means we had one pregnancy that did not.Complete to have a baby.
也就是说，在五次怀孕当中，其中有一个孩子并没有完成成熟而生下来。
Between our number one baby and our number two baby, we had another pregnancy.
在我们老大跟老二之间，我们实际上中间还怀了一次孕。
It ended in a miscarriage.
我们导致他们结果这个孩子流掉了。
But this miscarriage was not quick.It was over the course of several weeks.
但是这个流产不是非常的快速就流掉了，而是经历了几个礼拜的一个过程。
So when Pauline had her second pregnancy, we were very excited.
所以当我的太太 Pauline 怀第二胎的时候，我们彼此都非常的兴奋。
We would pray a lot about the future of this baby.
我们为着这孩子未来，我们一起祷告。
I love getting the crib ready for the baby to come in the next room.
然后我就开始为我的孩子预备好他的床、他的房间。
Many, many hopes and dreams for this baby.
所以我们在编织了许多的梦想以及希望。
Then my wife started to have some bleeding.
然后这个时候我太太开始流血了。
Now normally you should not panic because many pregnant women have bleeding.
一般来说，我们不会因着怀孕当中有流血，我们特别紧张，因为很多人怀孕的时候都会流一些血。
But to be sure, we would go to the OBGYN, and they would take a measurement, and the number would indicate the strength of the pregnancy.
那我们就到我们的妇产科那边，就经希望能够透过一些检查、一些测量，看看我们的怀孕是否正常。
So over three or four visits, we'd hope the number would keep going up.But with each time, we found that the number would go down.
然后我们希望能够，我们就是透过三四次的检验，希望这个里面健康指数每一次都能够增加，越来越健康。但是我们得到的结果却是越来越低沉。
So with each visit, my wife and I would pray for healing to this distressed pregnancy.
所以当我们每一次看过医生之后，我们彼此就继续祷告，希望神能够医治肚子当中的孩子。
I wish I could report to you that we saw a miraculous healing.
我实际上很希望能够跟大家分享说，我们祷告之后，我们就接受到一个神迹般的一个医治。
But that never came.
但是却没有来到。
I still remember the moment when my wife invited me to pray for our baby, and I remember turning to her and saying, "This is very hard for me to say."But I remember saying, I don't think there's a baby left to heal.
我的太太一直邀我跟她一起祷告，但是到一个地步，我跟我太太说，我不知道是不是这个孩子还存活，让我能够为她祷告了。
We had to shift from hoping and hoping and hoping for the baby to be healed to accepting.That we lost the baby, and then to grieve the baby that we lost.
我们从一个充满盼望、不停的希望有一个好的结果，一直到我们必须接受这个事实，然后再经历一个悲痛的一个过程。
That was very hard.
那是一个非常痛苦的过程。
My wife really, really wanted this baby to be healed.
我的太太非常希望这个孩子能够得到医治。
And I still remember when I said, I don't think there's a baby left to heal, that we began to cry.
我依然记得当我跟我太太说，我想这个孩子不需要祷告了，因为他没办法存活，我们开始彼此哭泣的那一个景象。
And I remember we were crying and praying and crying and praying.
我都记得我们不停的哭，我们就不停的祷告。
But I must tell you that, My wife and I grew very deeply in our love for God that day.
但是我也可以跟大家分享，就在那一天，我与我的太太与神更亲近，更爱他。
He came very close to my wife and I. We were hugging each other and praying, but we could feel that he was putting his arms around both of us.
我们在祷告的时候，我感觉神就与我们那么的亲近。当我在拥抱我太太祷告的时候，我感到神也正在拥抱我们两个。
Brothers and sisters, this is often how many Christians deepen their walk with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这乃是许多基督徒他们经历神的同在与神亲近的时刻。
So we went down and down, crying, and then we got to the bottom, and then we were able to come back up.
所以我们就越来越低沉，越来越消沉，到低谷的时候，我们开始翻转上升了。
Verse 17 in Psalm 73 says, "Till I entered the sanctuary of God."
在十七节的说，直到我进入你的圣殿。
A sanctuary is just a place where you meet with God.
圣殿乃是与神面对面的地方。
What is your sanctuary?
那你的圣殿在哪里呢？
For some of you, it's just being here on Sundays to meet with God.
也许在座有些人认为，好像礼拜天来到教堂就是圣殿。
For others of you, it could be a room in your house.
但是对有些人说，也许就是你自己的房间。
I often meet with God when I'm driving my car.
很多时候，当我神与神亲近的时候，就是我正在开车的时候。
I have to be very careful because I'll start crying, and I'm driving, trying to go like this.
我必须开车的时候非常小心，因为当我与神同在的时候，我就不自主的流泪，因为我必须要擦我的眼睛。
Every Christian should find that place.
实际上，每个基督徒都必须找到你自己的圣殿。
He says he went to the sanctuary of God in verse 17.
在十七节说，当我进入你的圣殿的时候。
And he begins to understand what he was in the first 16 verses.
然后他才了解他过去十六节所抱怨的事情。
In verse 21, when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. Verse 22.
在二十一节、二十二节，他说我感到悲哀，心如割刀，我愚昧。
For 16 verses, he allowed himself to get the grief out.
前面的十六节，他倾诉他自己心中的一些垃圾。
He had to empty himself of the grief in order to be filled again with God.
他必须把心中所有的忧伤给倾诉出来，以至于他才能接受神。
Verse 23, he's now free to say, "I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand." Verse 24, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Verse 25, I desire nothing but you.
所以到二十三节到二十四、二十五节的时候，他才能畅快地跟神说：“然而，我一直与你在一起，你牵着我的手引导我，你与我在一起，除你以外，天上我还有谁呢？”
The Bible teaches you must lean into the pain in order to be free from the pain.
圣经乃是教导我们必须要迎向我们的痛苦，我们才能从这个痛苦当中得到医治。
To illustrate this, I will tell one other story.
为了来表明这个，我愿意给大家举一个例子。
Anybody here have lower back pain?
我不知道在座当中有没有下腰疼痛的正有这种痛苦的人有吗
？Lower back pain is awful.
实际上你背后背痛是非常的痛的。
You have a joint in your lower back called the sacroiliac joint.
实际上在我们所有人当中，我们这个坐骨骨盘与大腿当中中间有一个关节。
It's a ball and socket joint, very easy to tweak.
在我们大腿与骨盆这边呢，中间有一个关节的地方。
About 10 years ago, I had a sacroiliac joint dysfunction somehow in my back.
在十年前，我的下背，然后在我的坐骨盘这边就得了这个关节炎。
Any movement in any direction, this way or this way, would cause excruciating pain.
不论我只要轻轻往前移或者往左右移动的时候，我的背痛就痛得实在难以忍受。
Felt like a knife in my back every time I move.
就有如刀割一样刺入我的身体。
I still remember trying to get into my car every day at around 8:15 in the morning, and my neighbors could set their watch by the screams that they would hear.
然后我每天早上八点十五分，当我进车的时候，我的邻居都知道我的惨叫就有如他们家的闹钟一样。
So when you think about it, when you get in a car,
所以大家想想，当你进车子的时候，当然你进车，你要倾斜你的身体，然后慢慢把你身体移进去。
And every day, my neighbors hear, "Whoa!"
然后每一天，我的邻居都会听到我大吼。
Worst pain I've ever had in my life.
实际上，真是我是人生当中最痛苦的时候。
There were some days I couldn't even get out of bed.
很多时候我早上就没办法起床。
Now there's no surgery to take care of sacroiliac joint pain. The only thing you can do is go to a physical therapist.
而这一种关节炎，这种关节痛是没办法经过手术能够治疗的，除非去接受物理治疗。
Have you been to physical therapy?
大家去过物理治疗师吗？去看过吗
？It's torture, right?
我可以跟大家说，实在是一种一种折磨。
So my physical therapist would put me on a table, and I'd be face down, and he would put all his weight on the sacroiliac joint.
所以当我去治疗的时候，我就必须要趴在床上，然后我的物理治疗师呢，就会把他全身的力量呢压在我这个下背关节的地方。
On the very spot that hurt the most.
就是我感到最痛的地方，他开始去压。
So one time, my physical therapist had a talk with me.
那有一次我的物理治疗师就跟我有一段谈话。
He'd say, Dr. Chan, I've been doing this a long time.
他说陈博士啊实际上我做这样的医疗已经做了很久了。
And he said, I can tell you are resisting me.
他说我可以看得出来你一直在抵抗我对你的治疗。
When I try to touch that sacroiliac joint, you tense up.
他说当我去压的时候你的全身都开始绷紧
And you're not letting me do my work.
你就不让我去做 我的治疗
I said that's because you're trying to kill me.
然后我跟他说因为你想杀了我
And then he said, he said something very important.
但是他却讲了一个非常重要的话
He said, Dr. Chan,
他说陈博士啊
I have to loosen these muscles.
他说我必须要让这一块的肌肉开始放松。
If you insist on tightening these muscles, you will have greater and greater levels of pain for lesser and lesser movements.
他说你越紧绷你的肌肉的话，你就开始越来会越疼痛的。
He said, Dr. Chan, there's good pain and there's bad pain.
他说陈博士实际上有两种疼痛一种是好的疼痛另一种是坏的疼痛
You must embrace the good pain in order to be free from the bad pain
你必须要拥抱那好的疼痛以至于你坏的疼痛能够得到治疗
So stop avoiding and withdrawing and lean into the pain
所以你不要再逃避了你必须就直接面对你的疼痛吧
I agreed
我同意了
And eventually I got better.
而后来我就渐渐比较好了
But that was the first time I realized there can actually be good pain.
但是这也是在我第一次听到有所谓的好的疼痛
And that you should not try to avoid it, but lean into it.
你不应该去逃避它而是你是把你的更多的压力着重在这个好的疼痛上面
I believe the psalmist in Psalm 73 is leaning into his emotional pain.
实际上我相信这诗篇73篇的诗人他就正面的影响他自己的痛苦。
He is not ignoring his pain or smiling and hoping it goes away.
他不是假设好像这个痛苦不存在或者逃避这个痛苦。
He engages his pain and embraces his pain.
他乃是接纳去影响他自己生命中的痛苦。
But he does it in the presence of God.
但是他这过程当中，他乃是在神的同在当中经历。
He allows God to hold him and hug him while he's crying.
他让容许神的拥抱他，让他能够在神的怀抱当中哭泣。
But that's the way he gets better.
但是这个就是他能够得到疗愈的过程。
My word to you this day is that if you are crying inside, God wants you to be better.
我今天与大家的忠告是，如果大家在心中有哭泣的话，你要知道，神希望你能够得到医治。
He wants you not to avoid crying. He wants to hold you while you're crying.
他不是希望你不要哭，他乃是希望你在他的怀里哭。
That will make you better.
这乃是你得到医治的一个过程。
Will you be willing to lean into the pain today?
你今天愿意真正面对你心中的痛苦吗
？My hope is that you will.
我希望你能够。
I hate being depressed.
我实在很不喜欢忧郁。
But the Lord has shown me how to get better.
但是神却告诉我怎么样能够得到医治。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit, would you tap on the shoulder anyone here who has struggled with depression?
圣灵啊，愿你现在亲自对我们当中有忧郁的人说话。
And would you lead them to the path to getting better?
愿圣灵你带领他们走到你的道路当中，以至于他们得到医治。
Take them to your sanctuary.
把他们带到你的圣所。
In Jesus' name.
在耶稣基督的名里
Amen
Amen